Pharisees named Simon asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into his house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is and who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. "Now, which one of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, he went on through the cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May what is spoken and what is heard, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today's gospel is the familiar story of the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with ointment. Various versions of this are printed in each of the 4 gospels, so try not to bring all your preconceptions about what you remember about this story from other Gospels, and let's look and see what Luke says. In Luke's story, the context is Jesus' running controversy with the Pharisees. And the crisis in the story
happens when a woman of ill repute appears on the scene. Now, the Pharisees were learned and devout Jews, good people, who believed that the longed-for Messiah would only come when the nation of Israel was pure enough, which they believed would happen when all followed every jot and tittle of the hundreds of laws of the purity code, as they indeed did. And they felt very righteous about doing this and very free to judge others who didn't. For example, they attacked Jesus, you may remember, when he healed on the Sabbath or conversed with women. You might call this attitude a definition of self-righteousness. Jesus had raised their ire by teaching that the jots and tittles were surpassed by one law, the love of God and neighbor. Just to make his point, one day he declared that the prostitutes and tax collectors would surely get into the kingdom of God before the Pharisees. Well, you can imagine this did not make him very popular among the group. Self-righteousness does not respect differing opinions, especially when it challenges. Self-righteousness is afraid of challenge because it cannot admit error, ever. In fact, the Pharisees were afraid of Jesus and his challenges. They wanted to find a way to get rid of him. They felt they would even be justified in killing him, and eventually they plotted to do so. Self-righteousness is distasteful at best and unpleasant, but extreme self-righteousness is dangerous. It judges absolutely. I am right, you are wrong, you are in my way, you must go. Yet, curiously, Jesus had been invited and accepted an invitation to eat at the home of Simon the Pharisee. I wonder if some of Jesus' friends were as scandalized by his acceptance of the invitation as Simon's friends would have been by the issuance of it. Of course, we do learn from what Jesus said, that the hospitality hadn't been complete. Simon fails to extend to Jesus the most commonly expected courtesies of a warm greeting with a kiss, water to bathe his feet, and oil to anoint his head. Luke says that Jesus took a seat at Simon's table, and then a woman of ill repute, not invited, sneaks into the gathering and approaches the teacher. Now, of course, in that time and place, a woman did not initiate any contact with a man. And a woman with any propriety certainly would never physically touch a man. But this woman throws all social custom and propriety to the wind. She kneels down at Jesus' feet and, weeping her heart out, her tears fall onto his feet, and she wipes them with her hair. Apparently, she has been turned inside out. And we only learn later that it's because she has experienced tremendous forgiveness that has led her to express her relief and her gratitude. Having been forgiven on the very deepest levels, all pretense and self-importance had been burned away in her. Having been accepted and forgiven, she was no longer fearful of being judged. And she exhibits a huge freedom to express her gratitude and her love. Of course, Simon doesn't know or understand all of this. He can only see what he sees on the surface, and he judges her harshly and judges Jesus for participating in this. To him, it is improper and offensive. But I suspect that perhaps he also kind of enjoyed it, kind of smugly sitting back in his self-righteousness, saying, if he was so smart, he would know better than this. But do you know, in this culture, when it would be appropriate to kiss another's feet? Only when they had saved your life. She felt that her life had been saved by her encounter with Jesus. Who was she? We don't know. Was she the woman at the well that John tells us about? Was she the woman who was caught in adultery that Jesus saved by telling this crowd with stones to let the one with the first stone, or the one without any sin, throw the first stone so they had to disperse? Was she a prostitute in the area who had found new dignity and hope when she heard Jesus say that the prostitutes would be able to go into God's kingdom, maybe even before the esteemed Pharisees? Whatever her experience was, she felt it had saved her life, and this was the fitting response to that